My mother used to say that she, when she'd born, they'd go take a bath, and I'd say, "Oh, Mother, I'm clean, I've already bathed." She said, "Yes, you took a spit bath, I guess." Well, she talked a little bowl bath.
Yeah.
But
just washed your face.
But I don't know exactly how we kept clean, but we were sort of a clean folks. But it's
what about
was
the house?
Wonderful.
What if you keep the house clean?
Well, as I say, we always had a servant that was supposed to do, besides cooking, she's supposed to go in the house and clean the house, and we had to help up when necessary.
Uh-huh. What kind of things would she use?
She just used an ordinary broom, a sweeping broom.
Uh-huh.
Now, of course, now we had what we called a little hearth broom made out of, you've seen them, reeds and bound together at the top, little hearth
kind
broom to sweep up your hearth, straw, yes, and you would, those ashes, you'd sweep up with that little hearth broom. And then sometime we'd have a miniature ordinary broom, small one, you know, like we children had, used at the hearth.
Mm-hmm.
Not a homemade one, one of those were adult, one of those little brooms. I used to love them. Now, what else you want to know?
Well, you talked about the little, the things outside, where you could sit outside.
Out on the porch?
What
had swing always. We had a swing on the porch, very much like they do now. On that side porch, we had a swing up beyond it, curved at the corner, you know, had a round curve. And Mother had a box of flowers that curved, that stayed up there in that curve. And she used to have vines on the porch. Every summer, don't you know, they planted vines that ran up spring on your porch. And then on the sunny side of the house, there was always vines which had up there every summer.
Well, these had covers, didn't they, the porch? Didn't they?
The porch had covers, oh yes.
You didn't
had
have
a
any,
roof.
You didn't have one without a
no,
cover?
No, not the, no, we had our porches were all covered. And then there at the sunny side, she would plant the vines every year and they grew up and shut the sun out, kept the house cooler, what she would have. And then sometime we have one of these little twinkly things I hang in there, glaze, that I see some of them I have in nowadays. They were right, medium tall steps, that front and side do, not quite as tall at the back. And they were boxed in, both sides had boxing, as you saw in the picture. And we had, oh, it was far back from the road, trees, oh, big yard full of trees.
Mm-hmm. What kind of trees?
Big oaks trees, some of them oak, and a great big tree that on the sunny side of the house down there that the big swing was always on, a big rope swing, maybe children swing.
Mm-hmm.
Big rope swing. My dad, when he had his grandchildren, my children, went over there. I'd hear him when I'd wake up in the morning, I'd swing in a child. And he sang a heap. He would sing and swing the grandchild. They adored him. And
did you have any other kind of trees? Do you remember?
Yeah, mostly oaks. Our place was, we didn't have many pines in it. There's people places around there with pine groves, but ours was all oak. And the long drive going down to the big gate. We had a gate down here that the drive went down to. And the walk went down the corner over the stile when we walked. And we walked much then. Walked to town, walked to school, and we went over the stile. But the buggies, nothing but buggies then, you see, went down the drive to the gate.
What was the other thing you had talked about? What was the other word you had for buggies?
About buggies. We had buggies and horses, a pair of horses. We had Winnie and Minnie, and then we had Bess and Tess. And Bess and Tess were bays, and Winnie and Minnie were black, a pair of horses. And we first had, before we had two, we had Robert E. Lee, great big fine horse, and my daddy named him Robert E. Lee.